Like to call the Senate Agriculture Committee to order. Will the secretary please take roll silently? And any senators not here will be excused until they arrive. The minutes from the February 10th, 2021 meeting were distributed electronically. Are there any changes to the minutes as distributed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved as distributed. We'll be taking up the following bills. Senate Study Bill 1179, Senate Study Bill 1195, and Senate Study Bill 1214. Republicans would like to caucus Senator Kinney. They would also like to caucus. We'll go to Senator Smithson's office, or Secretary Smithson's office, and you would like to go to? They'll go wherever Senator Kinney's leading you. 116. I'd like to call the Senate Agriculture Committee back to order. At this point, I'd like to yield the chair to Senator Sweeney and ask to be recognized for Senate Study Bill 1179.
Senator Zumbaugh, you are in order for opening remarks on Senate Study Bill 1179.
Senate Study Bill 1179 is a bill that affectionately known as the Renewable Fuel Standards Bill. There are pages and pages of information on this bill, and it is not ready to be debated. However, we are under the funnel time, and we're getting it through committee today so this bill can stay alive. I believe there are a lot of players in this bill that need to come together that are not together today. I've been working with all of these players, from retailers right up to folks that generate our biofuels, and we want a bill so we can sell more biofuels in this state. It is not in a shape or form that's ready for any of us today. And I want to make that vividly clear to all the players involved. It is not ready today. The reason we're passing it out is to keep it alive for funnel so it can head over to Ways and Means and continue to be shaped into an acceptable form. With that, I will entertain any questions.
Is there any discussion on Senate Study Bill 1179? Senator Zumbaugh, you are now in order. Whoops. Apologize. Senator Reagan.
For all his hard work on this, it's really been a huge undertaking, and I appreciate your interest in working with everyone, because I think making a better bill is going to be better for the state of Iowa. But I think we always want to do what we can for our renewable fuels. It's really important. So good work ahead.
Thank you very much, Senator Reagan. I appreciate working with you on this also. Senator Zumbaugh, you are now in closing an order for closing remarks on Senate Study Bill 1179.
I think my opening comments clarified where we're at today.
And do you
move and I move the bill?
Senator Kinney, how do you wish to vote? I apologize, the sun is kind of hard for you to see. Short form. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. The yeses seem to have it. The yeses do have it. Senate Study Bill 1179 passes under Rule 40. Senator Zumbaugh, I turn the chair back to you.
Thank you, Senator Sweeney. Senator Sweeney, you are in order for opening remarks on Senate Study Bill 1179.
Thank you very much, Senator Zumbaugh. Senate Study Bill.
I'm sorry. 1195. I misquoted that. I apologize.
Senate Study Bill 1195 protects our state fairs, livestock shows, individuals that raise livestock and animals, and there is an amendment.
Senator Sweeney, you're open for the amendment of Amendment 868.
Amendment 868 goes into zoning. And Senator Kinney and I worked together on this amendment to make sure that local legislation can establish and it will not modify any zoning or zoning classifications.
Is there any discussion on Amendment 868? Senator Kinney, you are in order.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really appreciate Senator Sweeney's allowing me to work with her on this legislation. This legislation, I know that we are going to be continuing to work on it, trying to modify some of the other things in this bill. And I look forward to working with you and continuing to come up with an acceptable piece of legislation for everybody.
Thank you, Senator Kinney. Is there any other discussion on Amendment 868? Senator Kinney, how do you wish to vote on Amendment 868? Short form has been called. All those in favor of Amendment 868 say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, amendment passes. We're now back on the bill for Senate Study Bill 1159 as amended. I'm sorry, 1195. It's misprinted.
I have no further comments.
With that, I'm sorry, Senator Walz.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I want to thank Senator Sweeney and Senator Kinney for their work on this bill. I think a few of us will be a no vote today, but I think that if we are able to continue to work on the language a little bit, we might be able to get some more folks to a yes on the floor. I think that we all agree that we have to do everything that we can to protect a lot of the things that have made Iowa a great agricultural state, our fairs, our rodeos. We want to make sure that we've got the right protections in place. So even though we'll be a no today, I hope that we're able to keep working on the bill as it moves to the floor. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Walz. Seeing no further amendments, is there any discussion on the bill as amended? Senator Sweeney, you're now in order for closing remarks.
I move the bill as amended.
Senator Kinney, how do you wish to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion passes. Okay. In another time, if you'd like to record a no, let's just go for a record roll call instead. So I will go through the roll for everyone, if that's all right. Clerk, would you call the roll? Senator Zumbaugh votes aye. Senator Sweeney. Senator Sweeney votes aye. Senator Kinney. Senator Kinney votes aye. Senator Costello. Oh, wait. Senator Costello votes aye. Senator Driscoll votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Green votes aye. Senator Mathis. Senator Mathis votes no. Senator Reagan. Senator Reagan votes no. Senator Rosen votes aye. Senator Smith votes no. Senator Walz votes no. Senator Walz votes no. The bill passes 8-4. Thank you. Senator Driscoll, you are in order for opening remarks on Senate Study Bill 1214.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. The subcommittee of Senator Zumbaugh, Senator Kinney, and myself recommend passage.
Is there any discussion on Senate Study Bill 1214? Seeing none, Senator Driscoll, you are in order for final remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a bill in response to the EPA rulemaking finalized in 2017 that requires the state authorities to have statutory authority to impose a civil penalty for private applicators. This bill gives IDALs the statutory authority to issue the civil penalties of private applicators. The framework of and maximum penalty of $500 is the same as for commercial applicators, but the bill creates a previewed panel that is specific to private applicators. The Secretary of Ag will appoint 5 members to the board, 3 certified private applicators, and 2 members of the public who have not been licensed or certified in the pesticide applicators.
Are there any other comments? Senator Kinney.
Thank you, Senator Driscoll, for this legislation and running it through. I think that this is a good step that gives IDALs the ability to do their job. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Kinney. Senator Kinney, how do you wish to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor of Senate Study Bill 1214, say aye. Those opposed? The bill carries. Senate Study Bill passes and goes under Rule 40. That concludes our business, and Senator Driscoll moves we arise. Adjourn. Thank you.